T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So there are now over 1 million signatures on change.org to have HBO completely remake the entire 8th season of Game of Thrones, which had its series finale last night.
Well, they provide the millions and millions of dollars that it took to make it.
You know, all those actors and actresses are like, yeah, we're good.
They have nothing else planned
for the next
year.
It is at 1.187 million signatures on change.org.
And I'll redo one of the episodes, no problem. I have, you know, a basement that's completely dark that we can film that one episode in the battle scene.
I'll have like a lightsaber?
Yeah, just throw that in there and I'll throw some ice cubes around. We'll be fine. It'll be like that.
617-931-1234. Did you think it was garbage? Like, I feel like a lot of people thought it was garbage. I thought it was garbage. My sister and my brother-in-law are in town. They've never watched Game of Thrones. So all day we're setting them up. We're like, hey, we're watching this, so you're going to have to watch it if you're going to be around. And we just want to let you know it is violent and it is extremely sexual and it's difficult to keep up with. And it's actually, and it's all of these things that we have been watching for 8 seasons. And
incest.
We got done. Right? All of it. All of it.
All of it. So
just all of the amazing things that happened. And I'm so grateful for the show. They really did, for the most part, a fantastic job.
Yeah.
But what an epic letdown to that show last night.
I just feel like there's no way in a million years that you could have made everybody happy.
No.
And I just think it's like Salta said from the beginning, it's a television show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had to wrap it up somehow.
But they did a terrible job at wrapping it up.
You knew leading up to it,
it was just boring.
Because it's got the most hype around it, they were never going to be able to get up to people's expectations.
No.
And my biggest problem with it, I don't want them to redo it. Mm-hmm. I just felt like they could have done a few things a little different that would have given people a little satisfaction.
Right.
Would have wrapped up some of the characters better. But they didn't have enough time. And they were like, oh, well, these are hour and a half episodes. That wasn't an hour and a half. That was an hour and 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Actually, it was an hour and 7 minutes, I think, because I looked at the time, and I was like, this is some garbage.
It was listed at 122.
Well, because that was because of the previews. That was 7.5 minutes of previews.
Right.
And I don't need any of that garbage. That doesn't count.
Is this a movie theater? I was like, is this a movie? Why am I watching so many trailers,
and
right?
What they needed was, they needed like 10 episodes this season to really get in there.
I think for the last 2 seasons, if they did 10 episodes each.
I would have loved that. And I think people would have really enjoyed it. But for all the people that are whining and signing this petition, no. Okay, look, this was these people. George R.R. Martin signed off on all of this. It's not like he didn't know what was going on. He wasn't left in the dark, you know?
It just felt like to me... the word satisfaction that you said, there was no satisfaction.
No.
It was the...
it ends and you just go, oh, okay.
What would have made it better for you?
I'm not allowed to spoil anything.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
I will acquiesce to you guys who say it's okay to discuss it. We are about to get into some in-depth conversation about the show. If you haven't watched it, just a heads up, turn down your radio right now. How in the heck does either the Mad Queen or Jon Snow not end up on the Iron Throne?
Why would you want her to end up on
that
the
was
Iron
Throne?
Because
be
just like her father was the ruler, which all they've been talking about the entire time was her father was a horrible person and
so
he was a ruler.
Her be a horrible person?
And she, yes, because she's his child.
That doesn't mean that it's okay to continue that line of questioning, so she should burn down everybody?
And he is the heir to the throne, so it's got to be him or her.
Oh, he was such a weak man. Here's
the problem I have. Looking at the episode. In the first 20 minutes of the episode, you're done. Literally, you didn't... Yeah, okay, great. You have this great scene where John kills her. She's dead. She's on the ground. Dragon comes in, steals the body. And then you have an episode of C-SPAN.
Right.
Literally.
You have literally...
A town hall.
All of the people in Westeros sitting around...
Who magically appeared. They must have taken airplanes.
I know, right?
What?
How'd you guys get here?
Let me grab Becky from Milford. Becky, what did you think? Did you like the ending to the show?
I liked the last season, but my boyfriend just hates it. He's only gotten halfway through it because of... just how much it's just not, it's not the same, he says. And then it's always like, because normally he'll watch it and he'll watch all the episodes all the way through, but it's taken him, I think, a month and a half now.
Wow.
To watch the first half,
right,
which is not usual. Right. So, I mean, he's definitely with them people who are saying that they need to redo it. He's definitely on that spectrum.
I like the beginning. Thank you, Becky. I appreciate it. I like the beginning, though.
I've liked this entire season.
When he found his sister. Like, that was pretty emotional. It just took him too long to get there.
I didn't love that.
Let's right. Like,
everything
that was
slow. I'm walking through a burned out city. We know the city's burned.
I get it.
We saw that last episode. Just go down to the crypt. Get there quicker. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Nicole is from Tewksbury. What would you want to say, Nicole?
I'm not going to sign the petition because they're not going to remake it anyway. But I'm only disappointed that there has not been more, you know, death and destruction for this last season.
What?
It used to be so shocking in the first few seasons. And then it's just, it's predictable.
Yeah.
Guys?
And they haven't been killing people like, you know, they are known for.
What? She burned down a whole city.
Yeah, but those were a bunch of no-name people that got burned.
Thank you, Nicole.
No-name people?
Yeah.
There was an entire city filled with families.
Of Craig and
they
Chris
killed more
and
people
Jim.
In that episode than they killed all season.
Melinda, her kids. I don't know any of those people.
From the 781.
I want the main characters gone.
From the 781. What is this? Kids baseball. Everyone does not get a prize. Game of Thrones fans, get over it. From the 774, they gave us the safest ending they could that they thought they would anger people.
Look, if you're not going to use Arya after the Night King, which I get, that was awesome.
So
with her
angry.
Doing that, then have her sail away two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Because she didn't do anything.
Lurked in the background the entire time. I thought she was going to kill the Mad Queen. I thought she was going to kill the dragon. I thought she was going to kill everybody. She just like, here I am on a ship sailing away like the Titanic.
Somebody tweeted last night and they said it's like they went from point A to point C without explaining point B. And you need to explain point B to the people that have been here for 8 seasons. There's so many plot holes.
From the
978, get my life back.
Bran Stark gives hope to all millennials that even though if everyone around you did all of the work, there's still a chance for you to make it.
When you don't do any of the group work in the group project, but you still get an A. Shout out Bran Stark. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.